Queensland police have arrested the flatmate of missing 17-year-old Phoebe Bishop on unrelated weapons charges as the search for the teenager enters its 11th day. Tanika Kristen Bromley, 33, was detained on Saturday, May 25, in Milbank, Bondeberg, after authorities discovered a shortened firearm, ammunition, and two replica handguns in a gray Hyundai 935, linked to the investigation. Further ammunition was found at a Gin Gin residence. Both locations are now declared crime scenes as part of a separate inquiry. Bromley faces multiple charges, including two counts of authority required to possess explosives, one count each of possessing or acquiring restricted items, and unlawful possession of weapons. She appeared in Bondeberg Magistrates Court on Monday and was refused police bail. Her partner and Phoebe's other housemate, James Wood, attended court in support. Both have been interviewed and are not suspected of involvement in the teen's disappearance. Phoebe Bishop vanished without a trace on May 15 after failing to board a flight from Bondeberg to Brisbane, where she planned to continue to Western Australia to visit a friend. She has not been seen or heard from since. Queensland Police Service announced on Monday that several items believed connected to Phoebe's disappearance have been seized and are undergoing forensic examination, though details remain undisclosed. Search efforts have expanded around Goodnight Scrub National Park and the Gin Gin region, with specialist units, aerial resources, and SES teams involved. Police suspect evidence may have been moved from the original search area before their arrival. Authorities have called on the public to come forward with any information or footage, particularly relating to the gray Hyundai 935 spotted in the Gin Gin area between May 15 and 18. Phoebe is described as about 180 centimeters tall, with a pale complexion, long dyed red hair, and hazel eyes. Her mother, Kylie Johnson, has shared emotional pleas on social media, describing the family's anguish and the impact on Phoebe's younger brother, who continues to ask why his sister will not answer their calls. "We need her home," Johnson said. "We need to hear her music, feel her hugs, and hear her voice." Homicide detectives and dive squads remain actively engaged in the ongoing investigation. Anyone with information is urged to contact Queensland Police or Crime Stoppers.